Mike White joining you again here on the Quest for the Best High School Football Show from Monticello's in Hampton. And we're still going to go with a segment here with the little Keystone Oaks. A lot of talk of the Golden Eagles soaring this year, 3-0. Greg Perry, the coach, and one of their linemen, Gavin Harris, a 6'2", 250-pound senior lineman. Also here tonight, they don't get on the air. Luke Gard, a senior lineman. C.J. Morrow, a senior wide receiver. And Christian Ernie, a senior lineman. Gavin, how are you?
Great.
I'm going to ask you, Michael Dower's running crazy. You always have been, Coach Perry's been teams that develop all these quarterbacks, Bruce Gronkowski and other ones of Billy Stahl.
Gloria and Stahl.
Yeah, of Division I guys and even making the NFL. Is this a different style that you're playing this year or not?
No, we've always ran the ball.
Do people didn't know about it?
No, we always try to run the ball.
Mike, they're scoring 51 points a game. They're doing something right.
How good is Keystone Oaks?
Well, we're pretty good. I mean, as long as we keep our blocks and Michael keeps running the ball, we'll be all right.
Coach, you got a pretty good quarterback.
Yes.
A sophomore. We talked about Michael Dower.
Right.
You think this kid, Logan Trubb, could end up being a Division I kid?
I believe that he has the potential, if he keeps working, that he'll be a big-time Division I quarterback. Dual-threat kid, Ryan. He threw for 216, ran for 200 2 weeks ago. Nice compliment from Michael. Only a sophomore, 15 years old, so we'll wait for his time to come. But, you know, we're going to ride these four senior linemen we have and Michael Dower right now and kind of take what the defense gives us. We're a no-huddle, fast-paced team, and we're a pretty good conditioned team. So, you know, we've been wearing some teams down in the second half, and hopefully we can continue to stay healthy and, you know, stay on a roll here. We've got some good teams coming up. We have to play down to Beaver County, so we're excited for the challenge.
Yeah, Greg, I love to hear that same exact style offense, you know, we run. And, you know, a lot of people get or tag that as a kind of soft offense, right? You go fast and you're spread. But you and I both know that it's a physical smash in the mouth. We want to run the ball first.
Right. We teach our linemen want to be physical. We want to attack on our pass game. We want to attack on our run game. So you do get a misconception that it's kind of a basketball offense that isn't physical. But we're fortunate enough to have some big, strong linemen that can open things up. And in this generation, you know, we need a crease with Michael. You know, not a lot of teams are ready for it. So, and you know yourself, you've always had a quarterback. If you have a quarterback and running back, it kind of puts the defense on their heels a little bit. So, you know, we're fortunate right now that we're staying healthy and we're playing pretty well.
Gavin, Michael Dower's getting all this attention, but, you know, linemen never do. I mean, well, who's the biggest ladies' man on this team?
Oh. That's a very good question. We really don't have that many ladies' men.
Oh, is that right?
Not too many.
Just grinders.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Perry.
Their moms love them, though. That's all that matters.
That's,
yep. Feed them good.
We were talking in the break about this. You were talking with Coach Pelka as he feeds his face here. He doesn't have a microphone right now. And we talked the other day about it. Can you expound this? You think, you know, Michael's running for all these yards. I think there's a lack of tackling in high school football nowadays. And Eric said this, too.
I think it's matriculated down from the NFL and college. I mean, you watch the games on Sunday and Saturday. You know, they're changing the rules on tackling. For the safety of our kids in high school, we do very little tackling. We bought Shadow Man, which is an inflatable dummies that we tackle a lot now. It's just everything is so head safety, and you have to be conscious of that these days. And I just don't think that people work enough at it anymore. I mean, Coach has been here, Coach Palko, Coach Kasparovich. You know, 25, 30 years ago, we went live almost every day except for the day before the game.
Yep.
Now, once we get out of camp, we really rarely go live. So I think the game has evolved a little bit. You know, back in the day when you had a tight end, fullback, and tailback, and you're running smash mouth football, you had to be able to tackle.
Sure.
So I'm not so sure that we work enough at that, and I think it's because of the safety factors that people have to be aware of.
Yeah, and we talked about that a couple weeks ago, Greg, and great point. You know, you got to be conscious of that, but I think as coaches, it's our duty, like you said, we got to do a better job of teaching the fundamentals of tackling, whatever that is, whether it's Shadow Man, you know, with the tackle rings or showing the proper form. But then, like you said, they're watching the NFL, and, you know, half these guys aren't even wrapping up. They're coming in and just throwing their bodies around, leading with their head. And you know,
and you guys know yourselves that tackling is something that's very hard to teach. You know, it takes a different kind of person to want to run and stick their head.
It's more attitude.
Running full speed at you. You know,
more
you don't have to be the biggest, you don't have to be the strongest, but it's more of a mentality that you want to get in there and put your head
in. It's like playing D. You could play really good defense with guys that just run to the ball and give great effort. I mean, that's pretty close to tackling as well.
Defense is effort, and you have to give effort.
Well, Greg Perry, Gavin, all your Keystone Oaks Eagles, thanks for coming tonight and joining us here on Quest for the Best High School Football Show. Good luck in the rest of the season.
Thanks,
and he
buddy.
Only needs three, at the average, 305 yards a game. So if he has any kind of coaching at all, he'll do it.
Good luck, Coach. I'm
all right.
Excited
thanks.
To see
Greg,
you guys.
Thank you, guys. Thank all right. Hey, now it's time for top 10 picks. Top 10 picks. Eric, our picks. Coach Palko, you done with that calzone?
I'm ready. I need a comeback here. I did horrible last week.
7-3. We pick top 10 games every week. Keep track. Last week, I was 9-1. Bob Pelgo 8-2. Eric 7-3. And this doesn't even include the Pitt Penn State game. Nice picks by you two.
Oh, jeez.
Were you surprised at that?
I was extremely surprised.
Yeah, you said to me off the air you thought Pitt might handle them.
I didn't say handle. I think they could have won. You know, at home with all the excitement, the atmosphere.
Yeah,
it was disappointing.
We didn't take into account all the special teams.
Yes. And I think the weather, I think the weather hurt Pitt more than it hurt Penn State.
I think you're right.
No?
It was a shame. It was such a great atmosphere, and to come out, and they had four opportunities in the first half that I remember, and I think they had 6 points. They had the interception, went for it, didn't get it, missed a field goal.
They had opportunities
to.
Real fast, I meant to ask you this in that first segment. We said that lack of the big-time talent. I meant to ask you guys this. Does that indirectly hurt Pitt?
Yeah, right. I mean, that's the backyard. If they're going to be great, they got to keep the big time talent here. And if there's not enough, as much of it here, then sure, right? It's less to choose from. And
well, it's a fallacy that anybody in Pitt or Penn State ever got all the best kids from Western. You go back to, go back to '60s, '70s.
Even
guys
back
went
then,
to Penn State still.
Notre Dame, Ohio State.
There isn't enough of them, I don't think, for Pitt, and they have not got a lot of the best ones.
Sure.
I mean, could their program have changed if they got Terrell Pryor? Think of what if they got him. What if they got Phil Jurkovec?
LeVar Arrington was really close to going to Pitt.
Yes.
You know, a teammate of mine. Everybody asked me, Eric, a couple of these players or just even local guys, why aren't they going there? They got to win. Kids want to win. And winning 6-7 games isn't going to get it done. You got to win 8-9-10 games, and then the big-time talent will stay. Period. That's all kids want to win.
That's Eric Kasparovich telling you that. And before our picks, I've got to remind you, follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Here we go. Game of the week, Penn Hills at Mars. Bob Palko.
you guys are all on the Mars,
the Penn Hills bandwagon.
No, you're not. You're on the Mars bandwagon.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
I'm picking Penn Hills.
I'm picking Penn Hills too.
Eric.
Well, I'm going Mars. The Mars planets.
Don't get me wrong. Those kids were awesome last week.
They were.
And
on there,
Coach Carmody, and we had fun. They were awesome.
Hey, I played Penn Hills last year. Extremely talented, a likely favorite to win that league. But Mars is
over
a different
Gateway.
Mars. Well, them and Gateway.
Okay.
Mars is a different animal though. Just that offense and facing that up at, I think it's at Mars. So it's going to be a challenge. They're going to show up. They're going to have to fit the gaps in the run game. If they don't do that, it's going to be a long night.
Total differing styles. Penn Hills spread you out, like to throw it around. Carlos Mathis will run around.
Mars is going to take the air out of the football, and it's going to be so frustrating if they're able to get first down after first down for Coach LaDon at Penn Hills. So we'll see.
Shadyside Academy at Steel Valley. We'll drop down to 2A. Shadyside won no games 2 years ago. Did not make the playoffs this year. They're pretty good this year. Two guys named Tomlin, but Sky Moore's pretty good. Who you got, Palko?
I'll take Steel Valley.
Steel Valley. I'm going Steel Valley also.
Same.
Although, I'll tell you, I did see Coach Tomlin's son run up at the state track meet. He was impressive.
He was.
I think he
has gone to a different level in the last 10 months as far as an athlete and even this year as a player.
Everything I'm hearing about this Steel Valley linebacker, though, is just
Todd Hill.
Stud.
Yes.
Yeah, he single-handedly won that
game. He's going to Howard. And, you know, it's a FCS school, but he's been a starter since Eric, I've seen him just crushes people constantly. Now he's playing running back.
Yeah, I heard he carried the ball every snap in the second half.
last week against Avonworth. You got that game wrong, by the way. Our Lady of the Sacred Heart of Rochester.
It was close.
I know. Our Lady of the Sacred Heart of Rochester. Tyler Bradley, one of the leading passers of WPL, closing in on 6,000 yards, closing in on passing him as on the all-time list. I'll go first.
I'm taking Olsch.
I'm taking Olsch also.
Yep, Coach Bradley does a great job, Olsch.
But Rochester coming back to their glory days a little bit. Mount Lebanon at Seneca Valley, a 6A game. Eric, you go first.
This is a tough one.
Your
this
class.
Is my conference here. Two good teams. Haven't seen much of either one, but I'm going to go with Seneca Valley.
Palk? Why? Do you like the color blue? The blue?
I like the baby blue. The baby blue and the black.
I'm taking. Where's it at?
It's at Seneca.
I'll take Seneca.
Yeah, stupid milk jugs up there. Shake the milk jugs with the pennies in them. Oh.
This could likely end up deciding fourth place in that conference, which will give you a home game in the first round. So it does mean something. I'm going Seneca. You take Seneca, Pelk?
Yep.
All right. We got about a minute and a half left. Penn Trafford at McKeesport.
I'll take the Port.
Port.
Johnny Rurane, one of my favorite coaches. I think he's one of the most underrated coaches, but he's not as good as he was the last couple of years. I'm going to go McKeesport on this one, too. They have all those kids, as Matt Miller would say, can take it to the barn anytime. At any handle.
The barn, huh?
Yeah, he uses that, the barn. North Hills at Hampton. North Hills 3-0.
I'll take North Hills.
It's my alma mater. They're playing good right now. I'm going to go with North Hills as well.
I don't think they have played anybody really yet. Hampton's not great, but I think touchdown Tyler Brennan.
Touchdown Tyler. I saw him at school today. Yes. I called him. I said, what's up, TD? He said, Coach, that's too much pressure. So
West Mifflin, Franklin Regional. Good game, non-conference, but a good game.
I'm taking Franklin Regional.
So am I.
West Mifflin.
All right. Newcastle at Beaver.
Beaver.
I'm going to go Newcastle on the road. I'm going to go Newcastle. Quaker Valley at Beaver Falls. They won one game last year. Beaver Falls has bounced back. I'm going to go with the Falls at home. Quaker's obviously not as good, but they're pretty good.
Beaver Falls.
Eric, Beaver Falls.
Quaker Valley.
All right. City League game. Big game. Palk, you're the expert in the City League. University Prep and Perry.
I'm taking University Prep.
UPrep.
UPrep also. All right, there you got it, our top 10 picks for the season. I'm 24-6, Bob 24-6, Eric 23-7, so one game separates us. When we come back, talking with a legend, Paul Posluszny, here on 93.7, The Fan.